All right, folks, this is our first Press Pause episode. To make it more interesting, it's Press Play Side Chick. Because, yes, I'm going to be bugging and bugging after hours and after each Press Play episode. So this is episode 2.5. On this episode, I have for you today Mr. Trillifornia OG, and we will be talking about the new Big Sean album, Dark Sky Paradise. For those who don't know, it is Big Sean's third album. So first off, I really haven't heard this album in depth, to be honest. I didn't really see as much promotion. So coming off of good music and how Kanye West is critical about production, this is what we think about this album. So before I offend anybody, let me hit you with a disclaimer. Opinions expressed are solely my own. I do not express the views or opinions of my listeners. Views expressed here are not supported by Press Play, DJ Snipes, Kimmy J, and Trillifornia OG. All right, first off, let me go off on what I did like. The features, the production, the mixing, mastering, and a song that I really did like in the album was One Man featuring, I believe it was John Legend. Right? Kanye West?
Mm-hmm. One Man Can Change the World.
Yeah. It was moving. The message was beautiful. And in the deluxe version, the song with Ariana Grande, I believe it was called Research, you know, it was cute. So I'm like, oh, okay. They made a song together. But, you know, you have your trap, the catchy radio song. The outro was pretty good, too. I liked his delivery lyrically. And what I always liked about Big Sean was a punchline, the punchlines, and now there's a lot of stuff that I didn't like. But after the album was over, after, you know, everything, all the songs we heard, I was like, oh shit, we're done. Like, but not, I didn't even think about like, okay, let's hear it again. Like, I'm done. I really am done with this album. So, you know, to me, it was quick and all right, what's next? So what's next for good music? So I don't know, like, I wanted to see what, you know, your take is on this album and what you thought about it and what's your take from it.
Ooh, damn. my take on this album is I actually expected a lot from Big Sean just because I'm a big fan of him. Lyrically, he's crazy. His fucking punchlines, his, I don't know, like, it's just crazy, you know? Mm-hmm. But, I don't know, I felt like after his first, second album, it get kind of boring, or if not, it just doesn't feel like he actually has that hunger or whatever to actually kill every verse that he actually writes. Mm-hmm. So, when I listened to this album, I was kind of expecting more from Hall of Fame, because Hall of Fame was actually, it was decent. It wasn't great. There were some tracks on that I did like, and then there was a bunch more that I didn't. And obviously, the Control, you know, track, crazy.
Although Control, I don't think Control made it on the album, right?
It was supposed to be, but, you know, it didn't make it.
Okay. Which, to me, it didn't even sound like it was by Big Sean. It was like, oh, okay, that's Kendrick's song.
Basically. like... For real. But anyways, Dark Sky Paradise, it was cool, you know, but it didn't show to me growth from him. It just showed what he can do, what he has done, but it doesn't show anything where where I can be like, damn, like, if I listen to this album right now and listen to his first one, there's, like, that much of a difference. Not really. He continues to just bring the same thing. I get tired of that.
Mm-hmm. Based off of the other albums that have been released so far, like, you know, Drake's, If you're reading this,
it's already too late.
Yeah, that one, whatever. And J. Cole's 2014 Forest Hills Drive. Like, if we compared all these three albums, and, you know, and I said these, you know, only these three because, you know, we're in the beginning of the year, and also they're the top three artists right now, like,
true,
big rappers that, you know, have made tremendous sales and they can sell an album without not that much promotion. With that being said, like, can you rate from one to three, like, which top albums?
Yeah, top three between J. Cole, Big Sean, and Drake?
Yeah.
I give J. Cole number one spot, easy. Come on. That album was crazy. From beginning to end, you could listen to it, enjoy it. And it had really great messages throughout each song. Like, you can see, like, you know, it's not just, okay, he's got that crazy bar, he has that crazy flow or anything like that. But he manages to use it in a great way to actually express, like, how he feels and all that within that album alone. Like, just track by track, it was just crazy. Okay. Second, I'd probably give it to... You know what? I can't even give it to anybody just because I haven't even listened to Drake's album completely. Then that's just being real.
And but, is there a reason behind that? You just not feeling Drake? Are you not a fan?
Yeah, you know what? I like Drake. I really did like him. But nowadays, like, I don't know. Like, I really have to be in a Drake mood or some shit just to listen to Drake himself. Mm-hmm. Like, not to knock him down or anything, but, like, I don't feel like I can listen to Drake at any moment or any time of the day or whatever, just rock out with it, you know? Like, what was it? Thank Me Later, then, what was the other one?
It was Thank Me Later. No, it's So Far So Gone, Thank Me Later, Take Care.
There you go, Take Care, and then, what was it? Nothing Was the Same?
Yeah.
And then now with this.
Now this one.
Yeah, like, it, to me, each album he continues to drop, like, a little bit, but, you know, all he really has is, like, anthems or whatever, you know, nowadays. Okay. So that's what you really listen to in the radio is, like, his anthem or whatever it may be. This album, I really didn't care for it. I heard about it and people hyped it up, and every time I tried listening to it, just a little bit, and I skipped through every song, like, real shit, because same flow, every beat was sounding the same, and it was over the same shit. I'm like, never mind. Mm-hmm. I don't know how, you know, everyone can be like, oh man, this album was cool, it was great or whatever. I'm just like, whatever. And but personally, like I said, I do like Drake. I expect better from him, way better. And I really do feel that his album, what was it? I tweeted about that shit, too.
Which you can find Chillifornia OG on Twitter.
Yes, you can. What the fuck did I tweet? I tweeted some shit, and that shit was funny.
So, by default, you're saying that Drake's number three. So, it's J. Cole, Big Sean, and Drake. Because, I mean, you got to listen to it to kind of have your opinion about it.
Right.
Okay. Well, to me, it's like, I guess I have the same rate. You know, I'll put J. Cole's first, you know, Big Sean, and then Drake. To me, what's funny is the fact that, yes, J. Cole had promotion, but he didn't have a single and still sold enough as versus Big Sean, who was not as promoted, but it had singles.
Right.
And, you know, now it's like, what's going on with Roc Nation, or what's really in their minds of good music? Like, is this the future? Like, are we gonna go and just have some sort of promotion, no single? Or too many singles and not enough promotion, you know. Tim, it's confusing, but at the same time, like I feel like now they're trying to catch us that element of surprise, of the element of surprise. So I don't know. And another thing too, you know, that I can say about Drake's album, which was okay, and like how you had said, you know, as time progressed and albums dropped, he had dropped as well. I don't hear the hunger at all, but, you know, my favorite album is still Thank Me Later, right? Yeah, Thank Me Later. You know, I can still listen to it, and now with, if you're reading, I don't even know the name of the album or mixtape. What is it, a mixtape?
I don't know, it's mixtape / album, okay. I don't know, because
even know the proper title, but I don't want to disrespect this, so if you're reading this, it's too late. I'm already done with the album. I heard it that week or two, and now I'm off to still listening to Born Sinner. I'm still listening to 2014, Forest Hills Drive. And once in a while, I'll still bump to freaking Take Care. And I'll listen to Thank Me Later. As far as that's my Drake. Like, So Far Gone is probably, okay, do I need to listen to Drake? I'm going to pop that real quick. And yeah, that's what I'll listen to. Yeah, I'll listen to Drake. If I need to listen to Drake, that's my go-to album. Right. Not this one. And I feel like, okay, maybe he, you know, he released that, this album mixtape, whatever you want to call it, based on the fact that he's having, not him personally, but the whole Cash Money stuff is like gone out of hand. And he just wants to, you know, be mm-hmm. out and stay hopefully loyal to Lil Wayne and, you know, go from there. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. To me, I thought that was rushed, but...
Well, a lot of people said that this mixtape / album or whatever it may be was actually just a bunch of, like, throwaways.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I was like, all right, that's cool. And it was supposed to be just for him to get off of, you know, Cash Money already. But at the same time, when I think about it, I'm like, don't the fans deserve something a little bit better? Like, don't we... As, you know, fans of Drake expect better things from, an album or what, or a mixtape. Like, you don't want to just throw an album just to throw an album. You know, what if Beyonce did that shit?
But see, the thing is, too, okay, yeah, it was a couple throwaways or whatever. He really wanted us to pay an amount for this.
And I wouldn't pay that.
I wouldn't pay it.
I wouldn't.
Especially, like, if it was a surprise and it was caught off guard. But see, the thing is, which is crazy to me, is the fact that, okay, there was no promotion. But yet, that first week, it did win gold. It didn't even hit the week and it went gold. But see, it's like, people want to know, so, like, they're going to buy it. But I want to ask everybody here. Was the money you paid for Drake's album worth it? That's my question now.
You already know my answer.
Yeah. So, you know, but back to Big Sean, you know, I don't want to kind of get off topic, but I really enjoyed the features. You know, of course, you had Kanye, Drake, Janae. In the deluxe version, you have Party Next Door and Ariana Grande. So I thought the features were pretty good. I think he could have done better. And something that stood out to me, he had a lot of trap. And for the type of, his lyrics and the delivery of it, like, I think it was too much for him. I feel that he could have had a little bit more of the catchy songs that I'm used to hearing from Big Sean, especially on Finally Famous. Mm-hmm. Or am I the only one tripping?
No, you ain't tripping. Okay. I feel you on that, actually, because he has great production. But I feel like that's all he went for. Like, he wanted just, like, some dope beats or something. Like, you know, you could be knocking at, like, you know, in your car or just, like, listen to on your headphones and stuff. And really just focus on the instrumental. But he can't match it up with what he's trying to say or his lyricism or delivery. Because we all know he does have real crazy delivery. Mm-hmm. Crazy flow, you know. We know he can spit bars if he wanted to. But where is it?
Where is it? Yeah. And... Man, Mike Will made it. That's the old man right there. He is killing it right now. And I feel like he just saved this album. Because, yes, the mixing, the mastering, and all the good production like we were talking about. But if it wasn't for Mike Will Made It, I probably wouldn't really give this album like a high rating. But see, that we're still on the subject of trap. Yeah, like, that's all true. I'm hearing. Even
I think he just wanted to go with the flow of what everyone else is doing and trying to get, like, some noise going. But, like, he doesn't have to go to trap to actually be himself, mm-hmm. you know? Like, I think that's what he's stuck on. Like, he's not himself, like, when he started. Because remember when he dropped, what was it, Finding Famous, like, part 3 of the mixtape or whatever? Mm-hmm. And, like, you heard that, like, mixtape, you were like, damn, like, from song to song, you were just like, wow, like, you know, you haven't heard Big Sean, and, like, if you heard that, you were definitely a fan.
Right.
And then right after that, when he dropped the album, like, he still had, like, dope lyricism. Mm-hmm. He still had, you know, dope beats. You know, he had singles on it, And, you know, everybody knows, like, at least Marvin Gaye. What is Marvin Gaye's Shine name?
Yeah.
And, or if not, Dance.
Little Marvin Gaye and Shine Light.
Exactly. Or
I still listen to that.
Exactly. You still listen to it. I you know what was dope to me? That first song, I Do It or something like that?
Mm.
Them bars, though. Killer. But, like, you don't hear that no more. Like, on Hall of Fame, well, to me, the only good songs were, like, Nothing Stopping You, the next two songs or so. But after that, like, I just didn't fuck with them. That's just me being me.
Oh, is that the... Ain't nothing more important than the moolah? Which one's that? Off of Hall of Fame?
Hall of Fame? What?
Yeah, isn't that him?
No. Isn't it Guap? I think it might be moolah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I think it is on that one.
Okay, I like that. But it was catchy, but now it turned into, like, something people say.
Yeah.
So, but on this one, like, am I going to be saying a one-liner? Nah. Like, when I'm talking to you guys or, you know, I'm trying to be funny, like.
Right. No, nah, not really.
Yes, he had his, you know, his punchlines and those bars, but it's not something that I'm going to remember.
Or his mixtapes or whatever.
Yeah. A Little Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay.
That was his first album?
Yeah. But see, I remember that.
Yeah. At least you remember that.
Yeah. I know while we were listening to this album, we were like, yo, Two Chainz would sound better in this. And
fuck, what song was that?
I think it was... Was it this one?
I think so. Yeah, it was this one.
Yeah, it was this one. Yeah, that's something like, yo, you know, 2 Chainz would kill this.
You could keep Kanye on that, though. Like, Kanye's verse on this is crazy. But Big Sean, I think he can't handle, he just can't handle it.
I don't want Big Sean to be the next Roscoe Dash, B.O.B., and only be good on features.
Yeah, that's true.
I fear for that because, to me, he's really good. And I feel that he has a lot of potential. I don't know if it has anything to do with the fact that his grandma's gone and then that's someone that, you know, he looked up to.
Right.
But I was also expecting to have more people from Good Music on this album other than Kanye. Because that's really all he has from Good Music. I think he and Pusha T would have had a great song, but I did not find anything like that here.
Or at least with Sahai.
Sahai, yeah. Oof. And he's someone that, if you guys have listened to NAACP,
uh-huh.
Everybody, y'all have to listen to that. Don't sleep on Sahai. Like, for real, for real. He is so dope right now. And...
Oh man.
I'd rather Killer. Listen, honestly, off of Good Music, I'd rather listen to that mixtape right now. You know, being that we're in the beginning of the year, that's probably my go-to artist right now from Good Music. I haven't really heard much of 2 Chainz or Pusha T. I know he's working on some stuff, but y'all rather just make shoot.
Damn.
For real.
I don't know. It's crazy, but I'm pretty sure Pusha is working on some stuff right now, and he's going to kill it when he drops. He always does.
Yeah. And I honestly, that's, you know, satisfaction guaranteed. I'm not even worried about him.
Oh, nah. Nah. People just got to stop sleeping on Sly High, though. Which? If you really, like, if you like Big Sean's bars, you'll definitely love Sly High's bars.
If you guys want to listen to something a little bit more of that raw feel, go ahead to, where was that? That Piff?
You get a Dat Piff. I got it off of Hot New Hip Hop.
Okay. Black History Project 2, NAACP by Sci-Hi the Prince. It's really raw. It's good. The production is great as well. You even have Manny Fresh making a comeback.
That's what surprised me the most, Manny Fresh.
You guys, you got to listen to this. Like,
get right or get left, people.
Yes.
Oh, and make sure you listen to Black History Project 1.
Was that like a while back?
It was still dope, though. Yo, if you're going to listen to this one, might as well listen to the first one as well. With the Napoleon track, though?
Yeah, I remember that. You always play that one. But, man.
Those bars, though.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, my God.
I always get the same feel. You get a little turned up. What was the, what were you playing right now? That I was like, oh, shit, who's...
Oh, Chevy Woods.
Chevy Woods. How am I going to feel more hyped off Chevy Woods' mixtape versus a Big Sean album that y'all making me pay for real? Then again, this is my opinion. I'm not offending anybody. I do enjoy listening to Big Sean. To me, you know, he's just going down a little bit. Maybe it's that Ariana Grande bomb bomb that's making him change all of a sudden, or his grandma's death. I don't know. You know, I'm not trying to put it on no female, but, you know, I know it can take a toll sometimes. To me, from a scale of 1 to 5, I'm going to give this a 2.5.
Yeah, I'd agree. There's a good couple of songs up in here. I do like, Dark Sky, the Skyscrapers. It's a good song. I think he kind of overdid it a little bit, but it was good. You could also, what is it, Paradise? That beat, though, crazy. And also that Platinum and Wood beat. Get out of here with that shit, man. Crazy.
Yeah, that was a good song. I like that one, too. And obviously, the One Man Can Change the World. That
was really deep.
So that was pretty cool.
And like we said, the outro?
The outro. Yeah, that was good, too. Do you agree we both give this album a 2.5 out of 5?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sadly, like, just to finish this off for myself, I expect a lot more from Big Sean. Big Sean has way more potential, and I can expect a lot more from him. Like, I really want him to, like, push out his best, and I just really didn't feel like this was his best.
Okay. So I guess it's back to 2014 Hills Drive for me.
Hell yeah.
Because that's something safe for the year. This year will be a scary year because we're hearing these kinds of albums.
Yeah. Like I said, with Big Sean's, I feel like we expect more from them, but they just don't deliver it. As an artist, you should feel we expect the best work you have in each album that you put out at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, let's say, you know, Hall of Fame went, like, super crazy last year. I expect your next album to be better than that. Don't rush it. I don't want you to rush it. Like, if you can deliver me a solid album, that's all I'm asking for. Like, a really solid album.
Hall of Fame was, like, what, 2-3 years ago?
What? I don't think so. I think it was, like, a year or two.
A year or two?
Yeah.
I guess, based off what's out there right now, I can't really compare it, only because we're fresh in the new year and we gotta wait until,
you know, more albums drop.
One thing that caught my attention was the fact that he was really, like, into his emotions a little bit. I didn't really hear him, like, fuck bitches and, like, get this money. It was more like, I'm going through this shit and y'all are gonna hear it.
Like I told you, right, when I read that shit, I think somebody posted it up or something. Somebody said, Big Sean makes better Drake album than Drake does. I thought that shit was cold. Because it was true, though. It did sound like a Drake album, kind of.
It sounded like a Drake album. Dang. That's tough. And I'm going to agree with you, or whoever posted that, because if you're reading this, it's too late. Of course, it was too late. Like, it was rushed. I'm sure if Drake would have took his time or really put enough effort, he would have had some feel to, like, this, like, Dark Sky Paradise. But I don't know, man. I don't know what Kanye's putting in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they drinking that shit.
I have no idea. The album says it all. It's kind of a dark album. It does really go into his feelings and stuff. For its concept, okay. But still, like, you know, we expect more from him. At least I'm a little bit more relatable from him, you know?
Yeah, I'll give him that. Obviously, you know, the title does match the content, the theme. Okay, you know, I guess I'll lay off the criticism a little bit. You know, I guess he is going through a lot. Or, I don't even know what to say. Like, you got me there. I guess it does match it, you know?
Yeah.
Dark Sky Paradise. But are we gonna hear Drake albums now? Just by a different artist? By a different tone of voice? And delivery
not.
And content? I hope not either. But then again,
you can kind of say the same for J. Cole's album.
Yes. I was about to say that.
Like, but for some reason, like, his album, though, like, he had his own feel to it, though. Like, it didn't sound exactly like a Drake album. It had, like, sections that did sound like it. But, you know, it was still him. Like, he stayed true to himself.
Yeah. And it had no single like Big Sean did. He had, you know, I Don't Fuck With You and what was the other one? Paradise. So, okay. Those two tracks are totally different from each other. Though what's weird to me is, like, you had I Don't Fuck With You and that was it. Like, you don't have any more of your catchy songs. Like, did someone tell you that that was bad or, like, it's not marketable as much? Or why did you decide to only have that catchy song? Because that's it. I didn't hear any other songs that were, like, yeah, I'm going to bump this at the club.
Maybe that's what he wasn't going for, though, you know? And on top of that, like, how are you going to have an album called Dark Sky Paradise and then just be, like, nothing but bangers for, like, the club?
One out of 18 songs, I believe.
Yeah, it'll be.
You're going to have a catchy hit for the radio. Like, oh, 15, my bad. So I wonder what's next. What other song are you going to have as your single? I didn't feel any other song was single worthy, but the One Man Can Change the World is probably something I would love to hear on the radio just because of the message.
Yeah, but after like 2 weeks, I'm done with it.
Okay, I mean, I guess one last thing. I don't know what Big Sean was thinking when he decided to feature Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne delivered, but I feel like he's burnt out. Like, okay, bye. Any last words?
Nah, I'm right.
All right, you guys, that was Press Pause 2.5, a brand new episode every other week after Press Play. So catch us next time to see, you know what we have. You can find me on Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, and any social media outlet at I Am Cass Cash.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram at Trilifornia OG.
Cool. All right, you guys, it was fun. Please go ahead and enter your comments below or say something. Hit me up. Let me know what you guys thought about this episode, what you want to hear. And yeah.